When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and in process, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the old term, reactive anger, reactive abuse and all the other good stuff. So people comment out. So if you don't know what reactive abuse is when a person is intentionally triggering you to get a reaction from you. And then you look abusive, you become abusive. So like they're poking you, y'all. They're saying something to you. They're poking you. They're prodding you all day. They're just saying, hey, you're crazy. You're crazy. You know, you don't like being called crazy. They know you don't like being called crazy. So they're trying to trigger a reaction out of you. You're crazy. Hey, you're crazy. Hey, you're crazy. In public, you're crazy. You're crazy. And then all of a sudden, guess what? You start yelling and screaming, I'm not crazy. You start swinging on them, hitting them, throwing stuff at them in public or behind the scenes. They record you or something like that. And guess what? You look abusive. So many people just come in my comment section like, it's really not reactive abuse. It's just reactive anger because, you're not really abusive and things. Y'all. It's called reactive abuse for a reason, because you're reacting and you look abusive. I'm not calling you the abuser. You look abusive because now you're reacting to them. So that's why I tell people all the time, like, Lee, what do you suggest? I said, like, you need to become Zen and learn how to control your reactions, because controlling your reactions is like a superpower against narcissistic people. You want to go it's like you go to a training camp. And you do ohms, you meditate, you get to the point where you meditate and you're floating into the air and you're crossing your legs and float. When they're trying to trigger you, you just jump in the air, cross your legs, and you start floating into the air. Just, you will not trigger me on purpose. You will not get a reaction from me. I am not going to participate in reactive abuse. You will not get me on camera acting crazy, looking crazy, making me look like an abuser. You're floating in the air. Lee Hammack, I hate your videos. You so stupid. I'm sorry, y'all. Look, that's what y'all like my video, because look, nobody talks like me. Y'all know, y'all understand that. But seriously, that's imagine yourself floating to the air, y'all. Imagine that. But seriously, if y'all see the shirt, y'all, this shirt is a reaction to the stuff I've been through. I'm strong. This is my brand, y'all. I am. I love me. I am. I'm strong. It details your stages in the healing journey. I'm strong. I'm free. I'm worthy. Look, all the other good stuff, y'all. It's coming soon. But yeah, y'all, reactive abuse is a thing, y'all. I've seen so many. More and more people are catching on to this phenomenon as well. I've seen so many videos and of men and women just reacting, just screaming and yelling, throwing stuff at somebody and things like that. And the person behind the camera is super calm, because that's what they want you to do, y'all. They'll trigger you on purpose. They'll set you off on purpose, pull that damn phone out on you and start recording you. And they'll be calm. Like, look at this, y'all. Look what I deal with. You're like, rah! You over there. You done turned into a fire breathing dragon. There's fire shooting out your mouth, out your armpits, out your, your feet, everywhere. You are literally a flaming dragon over there. You're like, leave me alone. Throwing stuff at them, hitting at them, screaming at them, acting. You acting abusive. You look abusive. You're reacting to them. They're behind the camera, calm and smiling and laughing. They're like, look at this, y'all. Y'all see this right here? Y'all see what I deal with? I told y'all she was crazy. I told y'all he was crazy. Look what I deal with. Whole time they done set you off. They hit record as soon as you started reacting to them. You mean they matter of fact, they done smacked you. And then they backed up and hit record. And then you attacking them like, leave me alone. I did anything to you. You just, no, you can't. Your speech. They can't even tell what you're saying in the camera because you're just like you're speaking in tongues. You're just swinging. And I see so many people in my comment section when I do videos when I'm reacting to other people's videos of reactive abuse. People in my comment section like, I would have just swung on them. I would have just hit them. Like, that's what they want you to. They want you to swing on them. They want you to hit them because guess what? They're recording already, and you look like the abuser. You walk into somebody recording. You walk through the camera and hit them. They look, you all over the internet now. You crazy. You all over the internet looking crazy as hell now. I'm just telling y'all, that's how it looks. The optics matter, y'all. The optics of the situation absolutely matter. How it looks matters. That's what I tell people. Get to doing your own. Yes, I was being funny earlier, but meditate. Get this off of your stuff. Like, because if they can trigger you, they can control you. That's fact. If they can get any type of reaction out of you, if they can trigger you on purpose, they will. If they can set you off on purpose, they can control you. Because if you can't control your emotional or physical reactions to this person, they are in control of you. No, they're not in control of me. Lee, I control myself. I want to hit them. Cool. You want to hit them. And so you make yourself look like the abuser. You make yourself look like the aggressor in these situations because you want to hit them. You want to throw things at them. You want to cuss them out and scream and stuff like that. And like I said, they'll put it on the internet. What they'll do is they put it on TikTok and it blows up. And sometimes your face will be in it and you look like the abuser. I look at my crazy ex right here. Hey, bro, leave her. Leave her. Not knowing what you done did to her. Leave her, man. You need to leave her. But hey, Johnny Depp, do you look like, hey, this is Amber Heard right here, y'all. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. Because you can't control your reactions. And look, y'all, and I know, I absolutely understand that it's easier said than done. That goes without saying that it's easier said than done to be able to control your reactions against a narcissistic person. I completely understand. I acknowledge that. A narcissist or a toxic person, because they get good at setting you off and they like to set you off on purpose. Lee, why did they set us off on purpose, Lee? You say they like to set us off on purpose. Why do they like to set us off on purpose? Because they can't, sometimes I have trouble controlling my own self, so I need to prove I'm in control of something else. Who can I control around me? Oh, my partner. Gotcha. Hey, you're crazy. Hey, you're stupid. Hey, you know what? This will happen to your family. This is why your family abandoned you. This will happen to you. Rabble, rabble, rabble. They put their hands in you. They throw something at you. And then all of a sudden, the demon come out. Like that deep inner voice of yours. You might have a sweet, dainty voice. You're like, leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I told you, I don't like when you say that. And all of a sudden, when you react, you're like, leave me alone. That voice from hell come out of you. Like, leave me alone. I told you I don't like that. And now you're throwing stuff and you're yelling. They're smiling. They're joking with you. Now, like, stop. Leave me alone. That now their voice has changed. The voice dynamic has switched up on you and things like that. So I said, y'all, you have to get to the point where you are in control of your reactions. You're in control of your emotions and things like that. Because if you don't, if you're not in control of your reactions, they're going to control you. They're going to get you to do things. You're going to look like the abuser. And guess what? Imagine you not being able to control your reactions and they record you and they take your kids from you because you put your hands on them and things like that. You're yelling and screaming, acting crazy. You're looking abusive and things like that. And then they record this and they use it in court to get your kids taken away from you. Imagine that. Imagine it. And I need y'all to imagine this stuff and put it into your heads right before you react to something that they're saying to you. Right before you react to something that they're doing to you. Right before you react and get your kids taken away from you. Or you lose your job or your reputation tarnished. You mean they can use this reactive abuse episode that they record a lot of times and put it on social media and use it to start a smear campaign. Boom, got y'all. Y'all see what I deal with? I didn't want to bring this online, but I had nowhere else to go. Nobody else is going to believe me. My friends and family don't believe that I've been going through this, but I'm going to show y'all what I've been going through. They show a reactive abuse video. They show you, they clip it and cut it and show just the reaction of what you're doing. And you look like the abuser. You look like the aggressor. All your friends and family might see it online. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? I know it's easier said than done. And you didn't know, but you didn't know. But guess what? Now you know it. Now you're privy to the information. Now it's in front of you. So now do your own. If you have to, like, make a joke. Break the state. Tony Robbins is good about breaking your mental state. Whatever mental state you're in, break the state. If you have to be goofy and funny to break the state of them trying to trick you, then be goofy and funny. Do a loud ohm. They're trying to set you off. Like, you're so stupid. You're not as smart as you think you are. You're like, I know you're trying to trigger me on purpose. It's not going to work. I'm in control of my, do that. If you have to do it out loud to break your mental state, then do that. Yeah. Could it aggravate them and make it worse? Yeah, it definitely could. They could snap on you. You know what I mean? I always push using discretion, because people are crazy as hell and people will do what it takes to benefit themselves. That's what they're going to do, y'all. So I hope y'all enjoyed this video, y'all. Y'all see the brand is here. I'm strong. I'm about to switch my other shirts up here in a little bit. anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Live in-person workshop, September 24th, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Link is in the description, the Beacon link. October 15th, Austin, Texas. Buy my plane ticket today. I'll be in Austin, Texas, October 15th for a live in-person meet and greet, workshop, whatnot. And then November 19th, Toronto, Canada. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Turn on those notifications. I gotta talk slowly, y'all. The robot is overheating in his office because the power got knocked out and there's no heat. There's no air conditioning in here. Robot overheating, talking fast, powering down. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental Hoodness is out. Peace.